Brothers and sisters, today's topic of treasures for the soul is God's preparation for us. Our Lord Jesus is the Lamb of God. It's so precious that God will prepare for us the marriage supper of the Lamb. Both John chapter 14 and Hebrews chapter 11 tell us that the Lord is preparing a better place for us, the New Jerusalem. The Lord had already prepared for us His salvation. As written in Luke chapter 2, Simeon said that he had seen God's salvation when he saw the child Jesus. During our life journey, the Lord also prepares many feasts for us. He is the bread of life who fills our spirit. God's preparation caused a veil to be rent so that we can come before God to deeply enjoy Him. At the same time, He also deeply enjoys us. We ought to draw near to the Lord always and make ourselves ready as a bride adorning herself.
The book of Revelation mentions the Lamb who was slain. It mentions many times about the Lamb and gives an account of the marriage supper of the Lamb. The Lord became the Lamb and brought forth the marriage supper of the Lamb. Furthermore, New Jerusalem is like the bride, who will dwell with Him forever. It is the most beautiful abode prepared for us by the Lord. Before His crucifixion, the Lord already told us about His death, resurrection, and ascension to heaven. He said, "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." The Lord has prepared for us the New Jerusalem. Let's read Hebrews chapter 12, verses 22 and 24. "But you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood." Chapter 11 talks about God's preparation of a better country. Concerning Abraham, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10 reads, "For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God." Of course, we know that the city refers to New Jerusalem. The Lord said He goes to prepare a place for us. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16 reads, "But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared for them a city." For our eternity, God has prepared a city, a better country, and that is also God's tabernacle. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 40 reads, "Since God had provided something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect." Hebrews also talks about these better things, especially the better things we can enjoy now and through eternity. These better things include the better country and the better covenant. He is the mediator of the new covenant, and His blood speaks a better word. Revelation chapter 19 talks about the marriage supper of the Lamb. Matthew chapter 22 tells a parable. A king gave a wedding feast for his son. Although the word prepare is not used, this passage is related. Other Bible passages also talk about God laying a feast for us. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 5 reads, "Who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Luke chapter 2 talks about the salvation prepared by God, which is so precious that words cannot describe. In Luke chapter 2, verses 29 to 33, Simeon said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. He prepared this salvation for us. The Lord is the Savior. He has the name of a man, Jesus. At the end of Revelation, it is written, "His bride has made herself ready." The Lord will provide. This is the preparation by the Infinite One. Isn't this precious? The Lord used a parable to describe the day when we were saved. The Father is very happy, and He lavishes a feast. In Psalm 78, verses 19 and 20, the people of Israel spoke against God, questioning if God can spread a table in the wilderness or provide meat for His people. Indeed, He was able. I think of the Lord feeding several thousands with 5 loaves and 2 fish when He was on earth. We are familiar with Psalm 23, in which it says, "He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies." Brothers and sisters, regardless of the circumstances, the feast for our spirit is the Lord Himself. This is the most precious feast. The Lord said that He is the bread of life. Furthermore, those who are thirsty can come and drink from Him. Not only can our thirst be satisfied, there will be a spring of water welling up from us. Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 1 says, "Drink and be drunk with love." The Holy Spirit helps us to deeply experience and enjoy the Lord and the Father. The Lord calls us again and again to come before Him. Hebrews also tells us to draw near to the throne of grace and to draw near to God with confidence. The veil has been torn. By Abba's preparation, the Lord died for us to lead us into the holy place and to be face to face with Him. This is what I have been sharing with you. We come before God in New Jerusalem, the most precious and forever glorious destination in heaven and on earth. There, God's will and His household abide. When we gather together, His special presence is with us. It's the most perfect. He prepares all for us because He desires us to deeply enjoy Him, and He enjoys us. We relish it very much when we are drawn by Him. But the Lord adores even more. He says in Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 14, "Let me see your face. Let me hear your voice." You are to draw near to the Lord. When you consider, you will know how much the Father loves us. No father on earth can be compared to Him. What the Father prepares for us is for this life and through eternity. He has prepared Himself and His beloved Son. This is the deepest affection and the most beautiful love. Infinite blessings with the Father. Infinite blessings with the Lord. Infinite blessings with the Holy Spirit. We enjoy God's family together. It's so precious that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are with us. Please review the scriptures we just read. May the Lord open your spiritual eyes. He is wholly worthy of our hearts. No other beloved has provided for us as the Lord has. When he talked about the city, he did not just briefly mention it. He said its designer and builder is God. The Lord said he goes to prepare a place for us. It's truly amazing that he himself prepares it for us.